Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010. That's 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll be speaking with Dr. V.A. Shiva. At the bottom of the hour, I've been reading his book, Systems Health, for probably about a year and a half now, and his second book, Your Body, Your System. They both are about systems biology. Dr. Shiva is an engineer, and he understands systems. The body is an engineering system, if you will, and if you want to really maximize or leverage good health, and you want to leverage the power of biochemistry, you really have to understand systems. And I would present that the problem with our standard modern medical model is it does not respect systems. This is why surgeons and physicians and healthcare professionals feel like it's okay to drug the body or to remove organs, because we don't see the body as a system. And we don't realize that you take a part of the body out, or you drug a part of the body, you poison a part of the body, that system is no longer the same. What accounts for the failure of modern medicine. We'll be speaking to Dr. Shiva about the body as a system, his book Systems Health, and his second book, Your Body, Your System, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you'd like to speak to a human being, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to start a home-based business, make some money in your spare time, or if you just want to get your product at the wholesale price. Call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to be part of the Bright Side Ben team, and tell them you want to help change the world with the power of nutrition, the most fundamental level there is, the power of good health and nutrition. That's the most fundamental way we can change the world. Call 866-735-2470 for info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls next segment if we have calls, and we'll be speaking to Dr. V.A. Shiva, Ph.D., about his book Systems Health and the Body as a System. So we have been talking about the 15th element, phosphorus, the element of light. Phosphorus is the light bearer, also known as Lucifer, the element Lucifer. It's associated with energy in the body. Yesterday we said too little phosphorus in the form of phosphate, i.e. hypophosphatemia, can be problematic. It's associated with poor immunity. According to researchers, it's also low levels of phosphorus are also associated with susceptibility to viral infections, and that includes COVID infections. On the other hand, too much phosphate, which is a classic manifestation of kidney disease. In fact, most hyperphosphatemia patients are also kidney disease patients or dialysis patients. And by the way, kidney disease is much more common than anybody realizes. And you may not even know you have kidney disease until it gets really, really serious because of the tremendous redundancy in the kidney. You've got two kidneys and each one is just absolutely packed with filtering mechanisms. So a lot of people don't even realize they have kidney disease, or as they say, CKD, chronic kidney disease, until their kidney function is way, way, way low. So even if you're dealing with subclinical kidney disease, you may have issues with too much phosphate, and too much phosphate is just as bad as too little phosphate. Too much phosphate is associated with various chronic illnesses, including the biggies, cancer and heart disease, as well as autoimmunity. They're all associated with hyperphosphatemia, the opposite of hypophosphatemia. Because phosphorus attracts and magnetically bonds to calcium, it forms something called calcium phosphate. Too much phosphate in the blood can cause the accumulation of calcium in various parts of the body. Extraskeletal calcium. This process is called calcification. The phosphate essentially acts like a magnet that pulls in calcium into the various soft tissues, and this can cause accumulation of calcium, i.e. calcification in the connective tissue and the kidneys and various other organs and glands, including the heart and the brain. And this is actually a common cause of death and a common way that we age, particularly atherosclerosis. Whenever you hear the word sclerosis or the suffix sclerosis, basically, you're hearing about calcification. At least calcification is one of the processes of sclerosis. So whenever you hear sclerosis like atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis, multiple sclerosis, you're at least partially hearing about calcification. Magnesium and vitamin K are your anti-calcification nutrients, and both magnesium and vitamin K tend to be deficient in the standard American diet. In fact, it's been said that magnesium deficiency is the number one mineral deficiency, and while I haven't heard any statistics about vitamin K, given its mysterious nature, even physicians don't really understand vitamin K, I wouldn't be surprised if vitamin K deficiencies is also a big problem. And certainly, if you're dealing with calcification, you want to know about supplementing with both vitamin K and magnesium, your anti-calcification nutrients. And Dr. Myers on Monday, and he was talking about vitamin K in the form of vitamin K2. We'll spend some time talking about vitamin K in the next week or so. Vitamin K is a super interesting, super fascinating vitamin. We've talked a little bit about it in the past. Very confusing because it comes in different forms, like a lot of these fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamin E comes in different forms. Vitamin D is active in forms that are has active forms and has non-active forms. Vitamin K comes in different forms, and vitamin A is in different forms. The fat-soluble vitamins are much more confusing than the water-soluble vitamins because of these different forms that they come in. In the case of vitamin K, you've got vitamin K1, which is involved with clotting, and you have vitamin K2, which is involved in calcification. And to confuse matters even further, vitamin K2 comes as MK4 or MK7. These are the active forms of vitamin K2. Some people like MK7, some people like MK4. I personally prefer MK7, but I guess it's six of one, half dozen of the other, depending on who you're listening to. Either way, MK4 or MK7 is probably a good idea to be supplementing with at least 1,000 micrograms a day or so. And it's pretty much non-toxic. You don't have to worry about overdosing. 1,000 micrograms, 500 micrograms of K2 a day in the MK7 or MK4 form. MK4 form. The most studied of these two is the MK7. MK7 tends to go to your bones and your liver. MK7 helps the body produce a hormone called osteocalcin, and this is a hormone that regulates bone health, regulates testosterone. For you guys who are worried about low T, you might want to consider supplementing with MK7. MK7 has been linked to improved cognitive functioning, especially for dementia patients. And there is a major connection between calcification and dementia, as well as calcification and plaques, which are associated with dementia. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Excuse me, all our lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls this segment, and we'll be speaking with Dr. V.A. Shiva. By the way, thank you, Elaine, for setting that up. If you're listening, Elaine, a friend of the program's,
hooked me up with Dr. Shiva. I've been reading his book, Systems Health, since I think about February or March of last year. Awesome book. Highly, highly recommended if you want to really understand the systems nature of biology. The systems nature, of course, of biology is relevant to the systems nature of health. And in my opinion, that is the missing link. That's why the modern medical model as we know it today is such a failure when it comes to helping us with chronic long-term illnesses, which always involve systems. That is, they always involve the relationship of multiple parts, and you cannot poison one part or remove one part and expect the system to be better for it. In fact, you can't remove a part and expect the system to be the same system without that part, or likewise, same goes for if you poison that part. That's why the drug model does not work when it comes to addressing chronic degenerative disease, which is the bulk of our illnesses. 80%+ of our healthcare costs go to treat lifestyle-based chronic degenerative diseases, which all involve the body as a system. When will we get that through our collective thick heads? There is nothing in the doctor's magical bag of tricks that can do anything to reverse or heal or cure diabetes or osteoporosis or psoriasis or acne or any other health challenge that's chronic and long-term. It can't happen. Sure, they can remove an organ so you don't have your symptoms. They can take out the uterus and you won't get fibroids in your uterus because you won't have a uterus. They can take out your gallbladder and you won't have gallstones because you won't have a gallbladder. They can take out organs, or we can poison the biochemistry of the body, but we cannot, from a medical model perspective, reverse or heal disease because we don't address the system. So you say, well, why aren't we addressing the system? Because the system is not responsive to medical tricks. It's responsive to how we live our lives. That's the reason you don't hear about it. That's the reason it's not taught in medical schools. That's the reason pharmacists don't know about it. It's because it has nothing to do with medicine. It has nothing to do with drugs. It has to do, that is, chronic degenerative diseases have to do with the systems and how have to do with how we live our lives. All right, we'll be talking to Dr. V.A. Shiva at the bottom of the hour. If we have calls, we'll get to them this segment, 844-236-6010. I'll continue talking about vitamin K and vitamin D and calcium and the very mysterious parathyroid glands, the four glands that are in your neck. I'll bet if you went out and did a survey and asked people what their parathyroid glands did or where their parathyroid glands were, 99 out of 100 people would have no idea what you're talking about. Parathyroid glands are your calcium and phosphorus glands. How cool is that? That goes to show you how critical, how unbelievably important these two minerals are, these two elements are, calcium and phosphorus. They have their own gland that regulates them. They have their own vitamin that regulates them, vitamin D. They're the only two elements on the periodic table. They're the only two elements in the human body that has its own, that have their own vitamin and have their own gland. Yeah, the adrenal glands have some, and the kidneys both have some control over calcium and magnesium and various electrolytes, but nothing has the intimate one-to-one relationship between gland and element that the parathyroid and calcium and phosphorus have. Likewise, vitamin D and phosphorus and calcium we'll talk about. We'll continue talking about that on the bright side in the coming days. All right. So let's get to a couple news stories here. 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to get on board. This is from the journal Cosmetics Business. Western diets linked to inflammatory diseases. This was a study that was particularly done on psoriasis and other skin diseases. Western diets, traditionally rich in sugar and fat, create an imbalance in the gut's microbial culture, which contributes to inflammatory skin diseases. Researchers at the University of California, Davis Health, UC Davis Health, found the research suggests that a balanced diet restores the gut's health and suppresses skin inflammation. This is a classic example of what I was just talking about. You can't treat psoriasis by treating psoriasis. You can't put something on your psoriatic plaques and have your psoriasis go away. You can't take a drug, whether it's a steroid drug or one of those newfangled biologics. Revia, show more of you. What's that commercial? I forgot the Dupixent, I think it is. Show more of you. You ever notice how happy these people are on their drug on these drug commercials? They're singing and they're dancing and they're showing off their skin. You can't do it, people. If you have psoriasis and you think you're going to get rid of it with a biologic drug, think again. because it's about the system. And one of the hallmarks, one of the fundamental concepts in systems biology and in systems medicine and in systems health is something we talk about in this program all the time. This program is about systems health and about systems biology. Make no mistake about it, I don't call it necessarily that, but everything we discuss is some aspect of systems health and systems biology. And one of the one of the fundamental concepts in systems health and systems biology is where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. And where you see the problem is not where you need to be if you're going to heal the problem or reverse the problem or cure the problem. You've got to go downstream. You can't fix the leaf at the level of the leaf. You got to go downstream to the roots and the soil. And this is where Western diets and the psoriasis, as well as other inflammatory disease, come into the picture. High-fat diets, especially processed fat diets, especially fried fats, disrupt bacteria in the gut and create an inflammatory condition at the level of the intestinal lining. This creates leakages, and this is one of the major causes of leaky gut syndrome. And make no mistake about it, there is no chronic health disease, there's no chronic health challenge that does not, on some level, have an aspect of a leaky gut. Once the gut becomes leaky, toxins get into the blood, and you're off to the disease races. And it is no accident that since we discovered how to process fats industrially at the turn of the 20th century, that's when chronic long-term degenerative diseases became a plague and an epidemic. Now, certainly there are other reasons, but that's one of the main reasons. Once we learned to process fats, to fry fats, once we learned how to make fats stable we were able to subject them to incredible amounts of heat, that's when we started to get sick as a culture. That's when autoimmune issues went through the roof. That's when heart disease started to become an epidemic. That's when cancer began to affect so many people. Now, one out of two people, if they live long enough, are going to get cancer. Make no mistake about it. You cannot avoid long-term chronic degenerative diseases if you're subsisting on the Western diet, particularly when it comes to dietary fats. All right. We got Dr. Sheba coming up. I'm going to give Robert about 25 seconds here, buddy. You shouldn't call so late, Robert. I know you always got something cool to say, but you're late. What's going on? We get you about 30 seconds here.
Well, I wasn't going to call, but then you triggered me. Ben, you always talk about and bash the medical model, which I absolutely agree with you. But then you seem to give a pass to doctors, and you parcel them out from medical model. I think one to get the other, and frankly, one is just
Let me tell you, I appreciate your point. I hope you'll call back tomorrow and we can talk about it. But just to tell you what I'm thinking here, I know doctors. I have a lot of friends who are doctors, and they're good people. They really mean well. They want to alleviate human suffering, which is not a bad thing. It's the paradigm and it's the model that's problematic, and that's why I separate the two. I hope you'll call back tomorrow. I'd love to discuss this more with you, Robert. Thanks for your call. Dr. V.A. Sheba, coming up next, you're listening to The Bright Side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday, just days after Vice President Kamala Harris made her own visit to El Paso, Texas for a few hours. Since the visit, Vice President Harris has not made any changes to correct the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump is expected to visit the epicenter of the crisis, the Rio Grande Valley, along with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives on Tuesday passed a bill to remove statues honoring those who backed the Confederacy from the Capitol building. Dan Naraki explains.
The House has passed a bill to remove the statues of those who voluntarily served in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. The measure passed at a 285-120 vote and would also replace the bust of Roger B. Taney, the Chief Justice who wrote the decision in the Dred Scott case, with one of Thurgood Marshall. The bill's future in the Senate is uncertain. The House passed this measure last year, but no action was taken in the upper chamber.
We are USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a pass of mealy mouth bread just like...
Of course, there's many things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You let me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up as well. You can review various topics, or if you miss a program, you can review specific programs or send one of your friends or loved ones to specific programs. We have 10-plus years of archived information at brightsideben.com with a search engine. We also have all the Youngevity products up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a Youngevity business, if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, which I highly recommend. It's not for everybody, that's for sure. There's always something exciting. You never know. It's Winston Churchill said famously, "History is one damn thing after another," and that's kind of like the
That's kind of like the entrepreneur lifestyle. It's just one damn thing after another. But you get to be independent. You get to be your own boss. You get to make your own hours. You get to work out of your home. And you can make as little or as much money as you like, depending on how much effort you put in, especially if you have a life-changing product like the Longevity products. If this sounds interesting to you and if you're the type of person that wants to make a difference in the world, that appreciates the win-win nature, or at least the win-win potential nature of the business model and the network marketing business model particularly, please hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. You can also order products by calling 866-735-2470 or heading to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And while you're at it, make sure you take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, water, emulsifier, silicone, vegetable oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. That's what I discovered in the pharmacy, is that if you could create topical formulations that were rich in active ingredients, dense with active ingredients, particularly active ingredients that the skin would recognize, that is vitamins and electrolytes and specific fats, and then you included transdermal enhancers, penetration enhancers, the combination of these active ingredients and penetration enhancers would give you really powerful products with no toxicity. Really powerful healing products with no toxicity. And as I discovered, and as you'll discover, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and healing is beauty. And that is why most skin beauty products don't work, because they're not healing the skin. Think about it. When you're healing the skin, you're turning on the production of new skin cells. You're activating the secretions from skin cells, as well as from the all-important fibroblasts for making collagen. You're turning everything on when you heal the skin. So a healing product will be a beauty product. And if a beauty product is not a healing product, it ain't a beauty product. And if you don't believe me, go to truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and check out our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. That's truthreviewed.com for our reviews and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Well, I am very sorry to say that our guest, V.A. Shiva, is a no-show. This sometimes happens. I'm not sure why, but I was very excited to talk to him. If you want a really good book, maybe he'll come on. We're still trying to get him on. And Elaine, if you can shoot him an email. I've sent him a couple of emails already. And if you're listening, Elaine. But we can talk about his book, V.A. Shiva, Ph.D., The Inventor of Email. He goes by, that's what he calls himself, The Inventor of Email. I'm not sure about that necessarily. But his book is really, really interesting. And if you want to understand how the body works, and you want to understand why you're not as healthy, or why we're not as healthy collectively as we should be, get this book, Systems Health, The Science of Everything, Your Body as a System. And when I first heard about it, and I first heard his work, and by the way, he's got a lot of YouTubes, and he's one of the first guys to get banned when all this COVID nonsense came out a couple of years ago, or a year and a half ago. He was one of the first guys that YouTube banned, which tells you something, and he still has some very interesting YouTubes, but he wasn't, like a lot of very sophisticated alternative practitioners. He didn't buy into any of this stuff, and he got banned. That's where I first heard about him, is from his videos. And you might want to check out, do a Google search on V.A. Shiva and check out some of his videos. He's also been he's also gotten himself involved with politics, and he's actually been a candidate for a United States Senator, I think, from California. He does have multiple YouTubes. If you're on LinkedIn, you can check out his LinkedIn page as well. But his whole idea is that the body is a coherent system, that all the parts interact with each other. And if you're not as healthy as you want to be, you've got to deal with this system rather than the individual components. When we deal with the individual components, there's no way we can address the cause of our health challenges, and this is why representatives of the medical model will say there is no cure, or you're going to be on this medicine for the rest of your life. The classic example is the thyroid. I mean, there's a lot of examples, but I think the classic example is the thyroid. There's nothing you can do to deal with a hypothyroid condition or a hyperthyroid condition by just addressing the thyroid, with the exception of radiating it or removing it, or perhaps replacing some hormone. But you can't really address the problem. I've been in the skin business for now 35 years or so. Actually longer, almost 40 years I've been in the skin business. And I can tell you this, if you have any kind of skin problem, you can't deal with it by just addressing the skin. You've got to go to the roots and to the soil of the problem. And guess what? The roots and the soil of all chronic health challenges are going to be in the intestine, i.e. the gut. When we say the gut, we mean the intestine, specifically the small intestine, the center of the body. This is the soil of all health challenges. It's the soil of all leaf health challenges. If the body's a tree, diseases are leaves, and the soil is the intestine. This is why we always talk about leaky gut syndrome, dysbiosis, correcting digestive issues, elimination diet. In fact, if you just do those things, if you just focus on digestive health, and that is not just the intestine, by the way, that also involves the stomach and the pancreas and the gallbladder and the liver. If you just focus on digestive health, you will find, no matter what your health challenge is, you will find it starting to improve, starting to resolve itself. Yes, I will say it, starting to cure itself. That's what a cure is. And you can cure long-term health challenges if you get to the soil and if you get to the root. Now, you can, obviously supplements are important, and I talk about supplementation all the time, and I use nutritional supplements personally. I use them with my patients, and I recommend them all the time. But if you have dysbiosis, if you have leaky gut, if you have some kind of digestive health issue, whether it's a food intolerance or a food allergy, you can't supplement the problem away. Supplements are important, yes, but you can't supplement your products, your problems away, with the exception of full-blown deficiency states. If you have a full-blown niacin deficiency and you take niacin, yes, you can correct pellagra, which is skin diseases and digestive problems and mental health issues. You can correct those issues with niacin if you're dealing with a full-blown niacin deficiency. If you have softening of the bones, i.e. rickets, due to a full-blown vitamin D deficiency, yes, you can correct the problem with vitamin D. If you have scurvy because you have a full-blown vitamin C deficiency, you can correct that problem as well. But for most of us, what we're dealing with is not full-blown nutritional deficiency issues that are causing our health challenges, but yes, subclinical nutritional deficiency issues, and you want to supplement, but usually it's a problem somewhere what we call the triangle of disease, which is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. I don't think we're going to speak to Dr. Shiva. I am so sorry about that, and I'm sorry I plugged him and got you all excited. I was excited, too. We'll be back on the bright side with your phone calls. If you got any calls, 844-236-6010. If you have anything to talk about, we'll be back after this.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side, and I am very happy to say that we have Dr. V.A. Shiva on, author of the book Systems Health and Your Body, Your System. Dr. Shiva is an engineer, and he understands systems, and I've always felt that the body being a system, engineering is really, the skill of engineering is really the skill you need to troubleshoot disease as well as help support wellness. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. V.A. Shiva. Hello, Dr. Shiva.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you so much for coming on. I've been watching your videos for a year and a half now. I first came into contact with your stuff when COVID first hit, and you had so many clear-headed things to say in a world of disinformation and misinformation. It was just a breath of fresh air to watch you speak and to hear you speak. And then I got your book, Systems Health, and that's exactly what we talk about on the bright side. So I'm going to just dive right into it. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by Systems Health and how you see the medical model, the standard medical model, as its failure as a result of disrespecting the idea of the body as a system.
Yes. Yeah, so, Ben, the way we want to look at this is, when you look at any system in the universe, whether it's man-made or whether it's natural, systems have what are called requirements that are put into place that determine why a particular system gets created. So let me explain. So in the health area, Western medicine, the requirements of Western medicine, its origins go back to wartime medicine. The goal was, if you go back to the Crimean War, soldiers were dying on the field. The goal was to get a soldier back on the field. So in that sense, Western medicine met those requirements splendidly, right? So you created technologies such as antibiotics and surgery and ways to put that soldier back on the field. But that demanded a crisis management model of medicine, which means some guy's, his arm is broken, so you have to sew it back on, or something, he got shot in the lungs, so you have to fix that, right? So it's a triage model of, okay, this is the thing that we have to address right now, okay? It is a model of emergency crisis management medicine.
Now, that's
very different. Yeah, it's very, yeah, so it's good for that, right? God forbid someone gets in an accident. A horrible accident, you want Western medicine, okay? But take the other example of the medicine that was created where someone would sit and observe nature for hours and understand the body in a different way. And the goal was to promote healing, prevention, right? Live long and prosper, that model, right? That system is what the system of traditional systems of medicine were based on. And the language they developed was to understand the body as a whole system. Now, the language that they developed was words like prakriti, purusha, vata, pitta, kapha, fire, earth, metal, right? Yin, yang.
This is Ayurvedic medicine. You're talking about Ayurvedic.
Yeah, Ayurvedic, and even parts of Chinese medicine, okay? But let's take Ayurvedic medicine, right? Well, in those, my grandmother was a practitioner of it in a small village. She was the village healer. And I saw her looking at someone's face. She would diagnose their particular prakriti, which meant their system state. And then she would figure out how they were imbalanced, and she would figure out the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And this was a woman with no degrees. Now, when I came to the United States, I was fascinated by two things. One, politics, because I grew up as a low-caste, untouchable, and envious racism on steroids. And the other thing is I was fascinated how this woman with no degrees was able to heal people. So that led me on my journey to work in a small medical school where I invented the first email system, then came to MIT, went in and out, did 4 degrees in multiple fields of engineering, and ultimately my PhD in a field called systems biology. So what happened was Western medicine, after the genome project ended in 2003, realized that they had a serious problem, which means they weren't taking a systems approach to biology, because they had gone into the genome project thinking that it was a reductionist approach, thinking that what made a human being more complex than a worm was the number of genes. Well, we have the same number of genes as a worm. We have only 20,000 genes.
Yeah.
So it turns
the
out
same numbers
as
a banana.
Yeah, same. Well, bananas actually have more, and corn actually has 50% more genes. So it turns out what makes humans complex is the feedback systems between the genes and the proteins and the interconnections. So that gave rise to systems biology. When I finished my PhD with all the quote-unquote credibility I had, I said, let me go now research and try to understand what Indian medicine was really about. So in 2007, I went back to India, was there on a Fulbright fellowship for 2 years. And the big aha I had was the terminology. For example, there's 3 terms used in the Indian system to characterize someone's body or constitution. It's called Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, V-A-T-A, P-I-T-T-A, and Kapha. So what I learned was, the big aha I had was that those 3 terms have nothing to do with medicine. They actually directly relate in general systems theory that came out of the 1930s in the United States or in the Western world called control systems theory. In particular, Vata, Pitta, Kapha relate to transport, conversion, and storage of information, matter, and energy. And no one had ever made this interconnection. And then I realized that the entire system of Indian medicine was directly related one-to-one with Western control systems theory.
Wow.
And I published that not in a medical journal, not in a New Age journal, but in an engineering systems journal. What I said was, look, the Western world is based on control systems theory, and there's about 9 different terms that they use, and it matched one-to-one with the Indian systems of medicine. So what I had discovered was that, you know, the yogis or the rishis, when they stood, you know, when they were practicing medicine, they came to the conclusion that the body is an engineering system. And that they used different words, but they mapped one-to-one. It was like the Rosetta Stone that I discovered.
Mm.
And that was really, when I got back to MIT, I had a course on this. I created a course, a lecture series, which was 200 people would show up. And on one side of the room, all the MDs, PhDs, professors, engineers would sit. And the other side were the New Age people. It was called Systems Biology and Traditional Medicine. And over a period of an hour, in the first lecture, it was a 3-hour class, I was able to teach people that essentially the Eastern systems of medicine were directly connected to engineering systems theory. And that really bridged these two worlds. So the people on the one side, who were very arrogant, your typical Western-trained people, they said, wow, we didn't really look at the body like this. This course, the Systems Health course and the concepts that I've created should be taught in every medical school. In fact, it should be the first. In fact, I would argue that it should be taught at the kindergarten level. So what I've done is, what I've also realized is that these concepts that come out of system theory, not only can you use it to understand the body as a system, you could, in fact, use it to understand everything. You could, in fact, use it
because everything's a system. Everything's a system.
And you could use it to understand politics as a system.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why when you look at Vata, Pitta, Kapha, or transport, conversion, storage, when I ran my political campaign, it was based on truth, freedom, and health. Well, freedom is the aspect of transport or movement of information, matter, and energy, which is the same as Vata. truth is the aspect of using the scientific method to convert guesses and hypotheses to truth. You say?
Mm-hmm.
That's truth. And then the Kappa. Which is the structural, which is the conversion aspect. And Kappa, which is really the aspect of structure and storage, is really health, because health is the storage and the structural aspect of you. If you don't have health, you can't really fight for freedom, or you can't pursue truth. So wow. Truth, freedom, and health is directly based on universal systems principles. So what I've done now, you know, as our campaign, you know, as we ran our political campaign, I never thought I'd run for politics, that we saw the corruption of what takes place in government. Our movement has continued to a movement called Truth, Freedom, and Health. And people want to know that, they should go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And what I've done is, in 3 hours now, I can teach this to anyone. So the real technology here is people don't have to go to MIT for 20, 30 years. In literally 3 hours, the goal is to educate any ordinary person on these principles. Because we live in a complex world of systems. And if we don't understand these principles, we're always going to be drawn to the left or the right, or to some quick fix for health. And it is only a systems approach that's going to be the savior for the planet, in my view. Because we live literally in a world of complex systems where politicians don't understand them. Doctors, medical doctors, unfortunately, they're basically victims of a system which basically puts them through medical school for 4 years, right? They end up with a lot of arrogance, right? But they don't ever learn the body as a system. They learn pieces, components. Yeah. Right, so they look at the lungs. Well, they don't, or they look at the liver. They can't understand that you could have an anger problem that could be related to your liver, right? The emotion.
And that's why they can take organs out. That's why they feel comfortable just removing the gallbladder or the uterus or the breast.
It's a reductionist model. A friend of ours we know just had a stroke, right? I mean, she said she's going to 10 different specialists. And one person doesn't know what the other person says. You see? And one person says, do this. So we live in a world of reductionism. The only way out is through a systems approach.
Doc, we're out of time, and I have so many more things I want to ask you. I hope we can
we'll
get you to come back.
We'll do a follow-up. I'm sorry.
I love that. Thank you so much, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, I'll be in touch with Manju. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Yeah, that was Dr. V.A. Shiva. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant man, and we'll definitely have him back on. Thanks so much for listening to Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.